another
VIP guest in the studio. I'm so excited that I got to meet her. Hi, everyone. My next guest is Lisa Boyd. I met her through a friend who is actually an amazing neighbor of Lisa, right?
Yes.
Yes. And so Lisa and her husband had moved here about 4 years ago. And then what happened? He injured his...
Yeah, his back went out at work and they let him go. So we figured we'd just take that opportunity to move to Florida because we've been talking about it.
Oh my, and where are you from originally?
Massachusetts.
Oh, I love it up there. It's so gorgeous. But you're in Florida. We like it better here.
Yes, the weather is much better. I did miss Massachusetts, wanted to go back, but my husband's arthritis pain went from a 9 to a 1. So here we
Trust me, look what's on my knee. This weather we're having, I'll tell you, I take Tylenol, arthritis, relieve your pain.
Turmeric.
Yes. So tell me, so Tim's injury, and then you're working. Tell me about the opportunity that's happening here in Florida, which is really exciting for you.
Yes. Yeah, so our mutual friend, Catherine, introduced me to this opportunity to tell people about staycations, a great way to save money and to get to know your local area. Many years ago, when my husband and I actually first started dating, we would go on away once a month to 6 weeks for a weekend. And you always have to do the two nights because you don't want to just get up the morning and leave. So you have that second day.
Right.
So it kind of full circle kind of thing. And it came back around here. So I just want to ask people out there, you know, how many of you just want to get away from the house, but you don't want to travel really far?
A lot of people, they want to travel around Florida. You know, a lot of people now, they don't want to really travel out of the States, and some do. Mm-hmm. But they want to go someplace like St. Augustine or Key West, or, you know, just get away from the area for a while and come back refreshed.
Right. And then I've heard so many stories about people say that they, you know, lived in an area with all these things happening, but they never actually got to see it themselves. You know, so here is what we're going to be talking about today is local resorts. So I am here promoting a new hotel collection, and they have hotels, and there are two hotels that we're promoting are the Cordova Inn at mm-hmm. St. Pete Pier.
That's a nice one.
And the Harborside Resort, which is in Indian Rocks Beach. So there are two different styles. One is, you know, definitely more family and fun and in the water. And then Cordova Inn is a little bit, it's a boutique hotel. It has a 1920 style. It's 100 years old.
Wow.
New Hotel Collection purchased it last year, and they fixed it up, but is still keeping that old look. You know, and they serve things like Tom Collins and play that kind of music. So it has that charm to it. And I tell you, this job has been wonderful for me, too, because it got me out of the house, and I'm, you know, driving around Florida.
And you get to meet people.
Oh, tons of people.
Yes.
I love downtown St. Pete. It reminds me actually of a kind of like the federal district in Boston. You know, these really high buildings, but it's vibrant and fun, and everybody is friendly. Pet friendly, kid friendly.
Well, it's, you know, I had joined I Love St. Pete. Are you familiar with them? The I Love St. Pete site from Stan Arthur?
Yes.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was well worth joining because we paid for that as a tag key member. And I'll tell you, for the business, it really is worth it.
Okay, so what we do is, you know, you might have seen me out somewhere at some of the events because we're really trying to get this out. It is an opportunity to see the Harborside Hotel. So they've been working on 4 years and they just finished it. So they want people to come down. And some people say, oh, I live here. I don't need to go there. I go, you're perfect. We want locals to come down and see it mm-hmm. and tell their friends about it. Anyone coming in, that's where they're going to go.
Is that the Splash Harbor?
That is above the Splash Harbor.
My favorite place in the whole wide world. That is my happy place. Honest to God. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the Splash Water Park, the beach is across the street. And as you know, there's lots of restaurants down there. And then the Cordova Inn, like I said, 100 years old. It's right downtown. So have you seen the new pier yet?
No, I haven't. I have to get over there.
Right. So a great opportunity. Anybody else out there that hasn't got down there, what we're doing here is we're actually booking tours. Tours to the Cordova or the Harborside. You get to choose.
Ooh. And I've seen the rooms there at Harborside. It's amazing. The wood floors and so Key West style and gorgeous in there. Ooh. Definitely highly recommend this tour. And what do they need to do to call you and to book a tour?
Okay. Well, you know, my past, I was an executive assistant, accountant, and those kind of office roles. And I'm finding myself now kind of leaning over to direct sales.
Okay.
Which is, I gotta say, very uncomfortable for somebody who's not used to that. So anyone can get a hold of me at signupwithlisab, the letter B, lisab@gmail.com. So
perfect.
How simple. Sign up with lisab@gmail.com. Then in the subject line, you'll write, I'm ready. In the body, your name and your phone number so I can call you back.
Right.
And after listening to this, if you already know which one you want to tour, just say, hey, I want to tour the Cordova. And I will call back and give all the details on that.
Okay. You know, and how long does a tour take?
Yep. So they ask you to put 2 hours aside.
Okay.
They do a PowerPoint presentation. And what I found was really interesting is they tell you about what's happening, the changes. This group here is not a timeshare. So things are changing in the world. Then they get up and you walk around, you tour the presentation. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hotel itself. And go ahead.
That's the water park. I'm just showing some of the things here, and that poster right there. It's mm-hmm. amazing. This Harborside Water. We have people watching from all over the United States and the world, and this is the water park, and it's amazing to go there. And don't they give you some special tickets too, or something?
That's right. You can show them this one. So here's the hotel. Your voucher would be for a regular hotel with 2 queen beds. If you want to upgrade, you can ask for that. And it comes with 2 water park passes for 2 days. That alone is $100 value.
It is. It sure is. I know that for sure.
Yep. And I tell people who live by, you know, have all the kids, hey, at least you have a room to put all your stuff in if you only want to stay the one night.
Right.
Yep. And then the Cordova Inn.
Oh, isn't that charming.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. So when you go for the tour, the tour is actually open to married couples,
right.
Cohabiting couples, and single female. And what you do when you go is you show your IDs that you live together, and if mm-hmm. you don't, you bring a bill just proving that.
Right.
You'll show that you have a major credit card, put that right back in your pocket, and then they like to see, you know, some successful people combined income of $50,000, and you're in the tour. Boom.
Wow. And they can stay here at the Cordova Inn.
Right. So here's not to make it more confusing, but you can tour one and take the voucher for the other. So some people have already been to the Harborside, and they know that. They know they want that voucher.
Right.
But I'll send them on down to St. Pete so they can experience that. We pay for the parking.
Okay.
Okay, so you pull into the parking garage, take that ticket, put it in your wallet so they can stamp it. So you do your tour, and then you walk down the pier. Everything is walkable right there. And then down at the pier, in case people don't know, there is a free tram. You can just hop on that. So on some of the hotter days, like I walked down the end, and to be honest with you, I took the tram back because it was kind of sunny.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to do is I'd like to put your information in our goodie bags with sunkisscharters.com that we have, and people that come on this sailing charter, I'll definitely work with you and send them over, and because there's so many people coming in from all over the world to Clearwater Beach for sure.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So again, sign up with lisab@gmail.com. Put in the subject, I'm ready. Again, sign up with lisab@gmail.com. Put in, I am ready. And that is so cool. And how long have you been doing this?
Just a few months, actually.
Okay.
You know how the universe works. The timing was good. My husband, again, was working at a hotel, was having issues. And so they had to let him go. And so now I'm picking up the ball and rolling with it. And
And then your passion is helping people to be healthy and, you know, sharing opportunities. And, you know, tell us a little bit more, anything you want to talk about. We have about 6 minutes.
Oh, great. okay. Well, actually, one last thing about this, though. We are doing a special. We want to wrap up the year and get people either booked for their tour
right.
or booked and come for the tour.
Ah.
So as people might have seen, it's $99. That's it for 2 nights and 3 days at either one of these places.
Right.
They're booking out 60 days.
God, I just spent that at a GameStop for my grandson.
I know. Huh?
On a game.
Yeah. A couple sweaters and boom, it's the
exactly.
same price.
Exactly, exactly.
So, you know, when the hotter weather is here, well, it's still hot here, which is kind of confusing for us New Englanders, but,
right.
You know, you can book it then. And, of course, in the summer, the prices are way more than $99. This is actually $50 a night.
Okay.
If you want to book, they are doing tours at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 3 p.m., just about every day.
Now, so that works around your schedule. If you're at work and you don't get home till a certain time, or you have something, that's nice. There's 3 different times for tours.
Correct.
To get over there.
Yep. You and your spouse will come together. And with Christmas right now, they're basically doing the 9 and 12 actually Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Because people are always saying they're looking for something to do on Christmas Eve. I just saw that on I Love St. Pete. And you could post that up there, I'm sure. You have to talk to Stan. You know, there's some things that you could put up there. But let people know if there's something to do that they can actually go out and have some fun. And they get something worth their money for that.
Absolutely. You know, down at St. Pete, they have all these Christmas things going on right across the street and down at the pier. And then, of course, over at Harborside, you can go to the beach without the crowds.
Right.
You know, right now and walk around, enjoy that, and then, you know, grab a bite to eat.
That's so cool.
It's both a day trip, and then later on, you get your two nights.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, my husband and I, we used to do that when we were dating. And now it's funny, we're married, don't get out as much, you know?
Right.
But we want, you know, take that opportunity and reconnect with people somewhere else. And it doesn't even have to be that far away.
Right. You know, I remember because I had a job similar to with the Harborside. And I do have to tell you, it's always 24/7. You never know who you're meeting. And this job is not just they're working the promotions, you're out there giving cards and talking to people all over. And that's phenomenal.
You know, and I've learned a lot too. You know, people who work in an office their whole life, they really don't understand, like, the other side.
Mm-hmm.
People are behind the counter or at tables. They care about what they're doing.
Right.
Sometimes we get little funny looks because of this, you know, in past of what happened in timeshares.
But you're more like for a vendor. You're a vendor because, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, in March I was talking to Norman from Russo's Pizza. We just had, you know, a health and wellness show over there over the weekend. And we want to have a wedding venue and with our sailboat and, you know, maybe your company would come in and get a table. And we want to do some wedding shows over there too, which would be great. If anybody would like to, you know, have you come into their event, that would be something else you can promote. There's so many events out there.
Yes, there is.
Right.
Yep. And I'm, you know, as is, we're independent contractors. So we have somebody that helps me, you know, set up at these events. And it's really been a blessing to have met Catherine, our mutual friend,
yes.
You know, to help to bring me into this. And
it's a fun job. It's a very fun job because I've met so many amazing people from all over the world. And there's one that's mm-hmm. a preacher that I had met. I just saw him today and I met him at the Holiday Inn one time. You know, they used to have different places that they set up and we're still talking and praying together. And it's really cool. You never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. But, you know, to have them come back and say, I had so much fun. Oh, my gosh, this was a memory maker for my family.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
I've actually had people come up to me and say, I had a great time on the tour.
Yep.
So, you know, they must be very entertaining. And I've heard that more than once. And then one of the persons that I signed up has already taken her two-day stay.
Right.
She said she had a wonderful time. And I was going to try to get her to, you know, to do a testimonial here today. I just didn't get in time to get a
hold of
her.
What she could do is, you know, get them on camera and have them send in a video. And we'll post that on my social media as well. You know, and
yeah.
That helps. You know, anybody, if they're driving, I know it's hard to make a phone call because you don't want to be looking down. And 727-441-3000 if you have a quick question about the tours. I highly, highly recommend it. I know the place. I think it's amazing. I have actually bought tickets for my family for the year pass at Splash Harbor. And people are like, where are you at? And I said, my happy place. There's nothing like going down and you've seen people laugh and giggle and just wiggle. And they just have so much fun there,
yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yep. And you know what? On this tour, too, you'll be speaking with a representative there and bring your questions. Look ahead and say, you know what? We always travel twice a year. Or maybe you're on a sports team and you know you're going to be traveling and you need those hotels for all the games.
Oh, good idea.
There's a lot of opportunities or business people. And you know what? You can give it away.
What about not just Florida? They can go other areas, right?
Right.
Okay, out of Florida.
Right. So these are the local ones that they're promoting, and then they connect actually all over the country and all over the world. So come in with those questions. They'll be able to pull it up and show you you know, what you would pay if you did it on your own and what you pay if you became a Premier member.
Now, if somebody wanted to stay at the Harborside and they joined that one, the Harborside with Splash Harbor, how many years do they, I mean, how many times a year could they stay there?
Well, actually, I don't know that answer.
That's the salespeople.
That's the salespeople,
okay.
Yeah. So it's my, you know,
get them over there and get the tour.
Yep. So they have an opportunity to learn about this. I mean, it's a really great deal.
It sure
either
is.
Way, you know, and it's no pressure. Everybody there is really friendly. I went by to check it myself because, you know, I wanted to know.
Right.
Because it is a two-step process. You go down, you do that day trip or, you know, half a day, and then you get your second one. And you know, and it's been nothing but positive that I've been hearing.
Wow. And what about two things real quick? What about pet friendly? If they're traveling, can the pet, is that in there or not?
As far as I know, not at these two places.
Okay.
But I hesitate to say, but there's probably some place where they can connect to the hotels because, you know, that is if people want to bring their pets along.
Okay.
Lot.
What about parents with their on vacation with their children and they coming to the tour and they say, I can't get a sitter. Can they bring them along? Or if somebody, is that possible?
Yes, they can bring their children along.
Okay. As long as you're well behaved.
Yeah. The one that I was in maybe had a 3-year-old and they just sat there in color.
Okay.
And then the older kids, they kind of put them in another room and they have little activities to kind of do. So they do support that. And
That's
they actually
cool.
kind of recommend it because then afterwards, there's your day.
Right.
You know?
I don't know if you're interested, but like I said, I just joined the Bay Area Concierge Association. Amazing. And you can join as an affiliate and they will blast out to all the concierges around the whole, there are like 700 hotels in Tampa and they're growing. So, you know, I'm Dawn Reese and I'll tell you, we know a lot of things that come up with promotions and events. We'll definitely keep you posted at. And any other last words? Well, I'm looking at the clock here. I want to thank you so much for being here, Lisa.
Well, if people reach out again to sign up with LisaB@gmail.com, tell me that you heard me on the radio and you get a little special discount coming back, especially if you can book this, you know, just book the tour. In December, you can always take it in January.
That's right. And we're going to share this on social media. You can see this again on Dawn Reese show on YouTube as well and Facebook. Again, I am Dawn Reese. Next week, we have comics here. And comics are, it's raining comics. It's we're going to have the winner, Darcy. And we'll see you at Russo's Pizza on open mic night. And guess what? I'm going to be there as well. I'll be up there. You got to get up there.
I will.
You should.
Sure, why not?
All right. Bye, everybody. God bless you. Have
all
a
right.
very Merry Christmas.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.